Unit 6, Family and Social Life, Listening 1. Speaker 1.
I had a tough time with my parents last night. I came home yesterday slightly later than usual, and they told me to be home before 8 every night. That's ridiculous! I'm not a baby! They shouted at me and told me off as if I were one. All my friends can stay out longer. I told them about that, of course. My gang must be home before 11 at night. My parents say they didn't care. I was mad. I lost my temper. I can't be home before 8. It will kill my social life.
Speaker 2.
I invited a good group of old friends. My girlfriend helped me with salads and sandwiches. The cake was bought in a patisserie. It was a huge chocolate cake with strawberries and, of course, the candles, which I had to blow out in one go. My parents didn't want to disturb us, so they went to my grandparents and spent the night there. The party was cool. I got lots of fabulous presents. The neighbors complained a little about the noise, so I had to go downstairs to apologize. But everything was all right.
Speaker 3.
It was my parents who organized the party. They booked a table for 10 in a restaurant, as there were 10 of us. My grandparents, my parents, my sister, my aunt, and my uncle, with my cousins and myself. You know, my grandparents married exactly 50 years ago, so this was a really special occasion. That's why we decided to make it a surprise party. They didn't expect it. They hardly eat out. At the beginning, they were complaining about such a waste of money, but in the end, they loved it.
Speaker 4.
The bride and groom came to the church in a beautifully decorated car. You know, balloons, ribbons, this sort of stuff like everywhere else in the world, I suppose. All the family, friends, and relatives were already sitting in the church and waited for the ceremony to start. When it was over, Mendelssohn's march was played and the newlyweds walked proudly down the aisle. I took a lot of pictures. The whole event was recorded on a video camera by a hired professional.
Speaker 5.
It was absolutely amazing. At first, I didn't want to go. You know, I live in a different town now. What do I have in common with them? I asked. Yet my mother urged me to go, so I said, why not? People have changed. Some of them I couldn't recognize at all. Luckily, we were given name tags to wear on our tops, so imagine the first thing people did was reading the names. Then the hugs, kisses, memories. The dinner was great. I still keep in touch with some of my old mates.